And to those who think they've spotted a bit of a flaw in Donald Trump's logic, so on the one hand, he's telling the world, we don't care what you do. We're not interested in regime change anymore. We're not even interested in whether you pursue human rights or you don't pursue human rights. You just do what you want to do. He made that famous speech, didn't he? I think you were there, sir, in Saudi Arabia. Really cogent speech, I thought, actually, that set out Trumpism. And of course, more recently, we've had the national security document that they put out that caused so much upset in Europe, basically saying, you know, the world should get on with its business, except he's not doing that with Nicolas Maduro. And as you suggest, there are kind of various reasons why Maduro could be a target. He's not a Democrat. In fact, he almost definitely stole an election, and he runs his country incredibly badly, and lots of people have to leave that country. Lots of Venezuelans have left the country. We'll perhaps talk a bit more about Venezuela in a second. But there is another reason, isn't there, why he would say this fits with his overall view of the world.
A view of the world that was made very clear in that national security strategy that was released last week. Donald Trump believes that the United States has a sphere of influence in the Western Hemisphere, and that basically Central and South America ought to be, if not controlled by the United States, that he has the right to make sure that there are regimes friendly there, doing business with the United States, and where he perceives there to be any kind of enemy or opposition, that he has the right to interfere and to intervene, and that nobody else does. He's making it very clear that that this is America's backyard. A European or other foreign influence is not welcome in any way whatsoever, but that he ought to be allowed to cast it in his own image, practically. So we have this pressure campaign against Maduro in Venezuela.